Blog Talk Radio.
Conscious friends, and welcome to the Dr. Sarah Let's Talk About It Blog Talk Radio Show. And I'm your host, Dr. Sarah Brodsky. So, what's unique about this show today is it's the very first show, yes, the very first show that I and the guest will be talking about business. Speaking about business directly. Now, other shows have included different pieces of relationship where business can fall into that, you know, space because we are in relationship with our business or any business that we're looking to create. But this show is going to speak to the possibility of bringing in a business that you have yet to create, that you have yet to launch, or it may be one that you already have in place that you're looking to grow. So what we are going to do is look at that space of business from a conscious space of being and doing, where we can generate and create business from choice and possibilities. So what is it you would like to bring into this reality when it comes to business? And we will look at what it takes to take this business and launch it into this reality with total ease. That is the aim. So I'm so excited about it. And let's look at for a moment, if you were to generate and create a business, what would it be? What would that look like? What business would you like to generate and create? Have you even considered that question? And have you even considered how you can bring it into this reality? Now, this reality tends to function from a very linear point of view, where it comes from structure, comes from a space of significance, where you have to look at the numbers, engage it from a place where you're always looking, tallying up the outcome of what it is. But what we're going to do today is look at it from a different point of view, from a space of being your business, from a place where you can create it maybe beyond what you even believed was possible. So, whatever it is, we are aiming to get clear today. Clear out all the limitations that are keeping you from actualizing the business that you would like to bring into this existence. Or again, the one that you already have in place that you're looking to grow or even like to revamp. We can look at all of that. So what have you been unwilling to generate, create, and launch when it comes to business? And what has precluded you from generating and creating it? And what capacity are you denying that you have that would allow you to actualize this business right away? So what we're going to do right now is a guided exercise like we've done on previous shows. But we're going to do this one regarding business. And we're going to tune in and tap into that space of business and everywhere you have limited yourself in generating, creating, and launching it into this reality. So we're aiming to get clear on it and clear all the blocks that are limiting you from it. So again, in this guided exercise, some of this information has been modified from this amazing system and set of tools from Access Consciousness. So what I would like you to do now, if you can, is to close your eyes. Now, we all know if you are driving, that would not be a good idea. Or if you're distracted by other things and you're listening to this blog show, certainly just follow my voice. You don't have to close your eyes. However, if you can, go ahead and close your eyes now and bring your attention to your breathing and tune in to your space and your awareness of business. So, to briefly recap from our last show, let's take a moment and reflect on creation. So, creation is bringing into physical actualization something that does not exist here. There are four elements for creation: question, choice, possibility, and contribution. And this is where you want to go. How you can create your life, not how you can stand your life. The source of change is question, choice, possibility, and contribution. You ask a question, and it opens up the door to the universe contributing to you. You ask a question, you're not looking for the answer. What you're doing is you're looking for an awareness from the question you ask. And from that, a number of choices can come available to you that you can then actualize. So, committing to being. When you commit to any area of your life, you will start creating that. It's amazing. So all you've got to do is decide what you want to commit to, and things will change. Being in commitment. When you are being something and you are being you, you actually are committed. But most people in this reality are looking for something to be committed to. And so they are looking for something outside of themselves they can commit to, not committing to being them, regardless of the circumstances. If you're going to be in business, you have to commit to being in the business, doing the business. People are looking for the doing, and that's the beingness that they are looking for, which is a linear point of view that leaves them functioning from a limiting black and white dichotomy. So being your business will allow you to generate and create it in a way that is far beyond what this reality deems as possible. Now, once you choose it, you create it. So as we did during last week's episode, get the sense of the way it would be to have what you are asking for when it comes to a business. And then go and ask this question: I'll have that. Thank you very much. Acknowledge that you're asking for it. Then what will show up are all the points of view and limitations you have that are in the way of you having what you asked for. If there wasn't stuff in the way of having it as soon as you asked, you would become all of it. So everything you've done, you wrong, and all the thought, feelings, and emotions you've used to make you wrong with you and business because you've asked for it and then all of the roadblocks to actualizing it showed up, let's clear that now. So go ahead and take a deep breath in and release all of that heaviness on the exhale. Wow, thank you. The roadblock showing up just means it's coming. So again, the roadblock showing up just means it's coming. Creation of a business is bringing into physical actualization something that may not exist here. Creation is the change you can make. So everywhere that you've bought the lies, you cannot actualize the business you would like to generate and create. Let's clear that now. Deep breath in. Release it all on the exhale. Thank you. Wow. And everywhere you have made business a limitation, would you like to clear all that? Deep breath in. And release all that on the exhale. Wow. And everywhere you have cut yourself off from choosing a space of actualizing business, would you like to clear all that? Deep breath in. Oh, and release it all on the exhale. Wow, thank you. So now, here are some questions you can ask when it comes to any limiting points of view on business. What other question or questions could I ask here? What other choice do I have here? What else could I be here that would allow this business to actualize right away? In order to change anything, you have to be willing to be something you are not. What do I have to be or do different to generate and create a different reality with business? Everything that won't allow that, would you like to clear it now? Let's take a deep breath in. And release it all on the exhale. Wow, thank you. So go ahead now and open your eyes. What do you notice? What are you aware of now? And what if you were to write down any awareness you received regarding business and actualizing of it, an awareness list of sorts from which you can be with and add to as new knowings come in? So be with that this week. Notice what comes up for you. Now I look forward to hearing from you regarding this, you know, in any way that you would like to share. So now, as you know, this is my favorite part of the show, and this is where I bring on the live guest. And today, I would like to formally introduce to you Becky Vance. Becky is a wife of 23 years, mother of three, published author, international speaker, content creator, and mindset coach. She is an entrepreneur and founder of four companies, three of which are MBV Pro Marketing, which handles consumer insight, social media advertising, new product development. Another is Gulf Coast Research, which includes medical and clinical trials, and Oracle Publishing. She is also a realtor and invests in real estate properties, an award-winning figure competitor, an outdoor adventure enthusiast, and a national televised TV show personality since 2011. Becky is also an Access Consciousness certified facilitator. So, without further ado, I would love to welcome Becky to the show. Hi, Becky.
Hi. Hello, Sarah.
Yay. Hi. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I have to say, I'm just sitting here in such like a space of creation after your little, just that clearing. So thank you. And for anyone listening now and anybody listening in the future, I would advise to listen to that as many times as you can. Just saying. It's amazing.
Wow. Oh, I'm so glad. Yeah. And it really is opening up a space for us to now move into this conversation about business. And yeah. I am so grateful that you're on the show. And I'm so excited to have the listeners hear what we have to say on generating, creating business. So is there anything you would like to start with regarding that?
There's so many things, right? Like, so when you say that, so many things will like instantly pop into my head. But yeah, what I get is one of my favorite topics on business, because I actually, when I'm a published author that you wrote, I did write a book on business. And it came from doing a class, because I'm recognizing I have such a capacity with just starting businesses and, you know, just doing it. And I had a few people who were like, well, how do you do that? And I was like, oh, great question. So I literally like broke it down. The class was 5 days down to like 5 steps. And so I want to start with probably the last one of those steps, even though it doesn't have to be in like a consecutive order by any means, but it seemed to be the one that popped the most for everybody, which is selling your business, right? Which would tie in with your marketing, selling, right? Like many people have great ideas. They get the steps to, you know, create a business. And then what happens, like, you just sort of sit there with a great business and a great idea, and you're like, hello,
yeah, and really bringing it to life and bringing it into this existence is a whole nother thing. Even though it may have, like, a consciousness of its own, you really have to bring it into actualizing and choosing that, and that certainly sounds like what you're speaking to, so I'm, like, so excited to hear about this.
Well, yeah, because there, you know, so there is still the piece of the institution of it, right? Like, you know, we're talking about being the business. We're talking about, you know, like energetically pulling people to our business. But there are, you know, still steps to institute that can create more ease for you with for one. Let's just say it.
Yeah.
That is like nobody wants to talk about sales. Right? Like, are you generating and creating, here's the other one, money. Are you making money?
Yes.
Right?
Money is so yummy, I have to say, especially when you look at it from the point of energy and being one with it and bringing it and using it as a way to generate and create something greater. And if you're doing business from a conscious space of being it, that makes money that much more, let's say, valuable in the sense of that's the currency of this reality. And I agree. You have, in order for it to be in this reality, we have to be in that space of sales and creation of that.
Creation of money. Yes. 'Cause I love that. So money, that's such a great topic because, you know, it includes our business, it includes our life. And, you know, even in like with spirituality or, you know, different topics that people have about money, you know, like money's the root of all evil. And, you know, there's these things that surround money. But, you know, in essence, the way I really look at money is that money creates a lot for my body. My body requires money.
Yeah.
Right? Like we have to eat.
Yeah.
Right? Like our being might not require money. Like, you know, we can expand out and be like, oh. Just like your little quick meditation, your exercise you did, right? Our being can expand out and just be like, I can see how I'm in bliss. But after a while, our body's going to be like, excuse me, I'm getting hungry.
Yes.
I require something to eat, and that requires money. In addition to, what if we would like to fly first class? We would like to just fly, period, and travel. And, you know, what, you know, like, what if we'd like to get our nails done? What if you'd like a massage? Me personally, I love to pay people to run my bars, right? And it requires money. So, really,
that. And the whole idea that money is a space that we can use to really create more and be more, but it also is the currency of this reality in order to bring things into fruition. And really then it's a contribution to everyone else involved. So it is what we require here, but when we use it in a way that allows us to build something greater, it's so much fun. And really, if we look at the purpose of life as having fun, and money can support us in that because it creates that in a lot of ways, like all the things you mentioned, then, you know, what else is possible that we can use money for? And I think it's such an important piece and how people have a lot of heavy negative points of view around money. I'm wondering, what if we go ahead and clear that, Becky? So the way I do it with our listeners is what we do is we basically just take a deep breath in all the heaviness that we're picking up on money and the limitation of money of where those points of view are coming from. Let's clear that now. So deep breath in and release it all on the exhale. Wow. Whew, that was
wow.
Yeah. So go on. So please speak more.
Okay. Yeah, let's just talk a little bit about that. And then, so for me, creating money in my life began, creating these businesses began for me when I decided to show up. So I made a demand in my world that no matter what, I was not going to be small, I was not going to shrink, and I am showing up. And, you know, so showing up looks different for everybody. Mine turned into a figure, you know, competition, which it didn't start that way. It was just sort of a progression of just willing to be too much. And it did turn to that. But the beginning you know, really, showing up, being too much. And with, you know, that, like, you have to be willing to be the leader, right, of your business and the leader of your life.
Yes.
No matter what that takes, right? No matter what that looks like, no matter who you make mad, no matter who you make uncomfortable, because like your business is, you know, starting to be successful, you're creating income, you're creating cash, No matter what, no matter if it's your parents. I remember my in-laws were like, okay, but don't get too big. You know, you don't want your business to get too big.
Yes.
And
well, and I hear
yeah.
what you did is you made a demand. You demanded it of yourself, and it was a step up and
yes.
going beyond the beyond of what you asked for before, and be willing to show up to that. Go big or go home is what I call it, that big ask and that
yes.
willingness to be whatever that energy is, be what it takes. And then
it
almost sounds like, yeah, whatever it takes, even if other people have different points of view, which can actually be a contribution, especially if they judge you, you can even make more
yeah.
money.
yeah.
If that's the case.
yeah.
Because when you,
yeah, really.
When you, yep, the judgment can be a contribution to your financial flow in that if you don't buy the judgment is real, you can generate and create more, which is probably a whole nother topic for another show, but
I
love
I was
that.
Say, how much time do
to?
We have?
Yeah, me and you can talk all day on that.
Maybe we need a part two
so
because
true.
That's such a great topic, right? But,
absolutely.
I'm very excited about this topic. I am this, you know, like the being insatiable, right? Like it's the willingness to show up, be insatiable with your life, with your business, with your body, with your relationship,
yeah.
with money, right? Like, you know, and insatiable is never enough, right? Like never like, and when I say never enough, it's almost like you're just always reaching for more every day. You're like, hey, what's next? But it always continues. Like it never stops, right? Like that's insatiable. Like, oh my gosh, I'm super excited. What's next? You know, what's next?
Yes.
And, you know, when you decide that, you know, like money is maybe evil or, you know, being money driven is wrong, right? That really slows that down. And I just have to say, like, with my thoughts on money, and then I'll tie in how I'm saying, like, this is really a step in your business and how to engage with it. But, you know, like money amplifies, you know, your voice. Like money allows you to reach farther and serve even more people. Like I just like love to give this energy out for money, right? The willingness to be money. So then you are able to expand your life and your business with this willingness, right? Because if you allow yourself, you know, to have that money, like I said, you know, eat flights, and not only that, but like you have enough money, you can help clean up the ocean if that's something that contributes to you.
Yeah.
You know,
I was
going
to say, what a contribution it can be to you and to everyone in the world that it generates and creates something greater, even beyond what this reality has even received yet, especially when each of us are coming in our own way with whatever business we're being and creating. It's a unique one of a kind. Yeah. And that's what I sense you've done. You have taken each business and made it your own and made it a creation in a way that's just been phenomenal. And I'm wondering, like, that's something the listeners can, and to, you know, have a way of being with too, is that they have the capacity to really be their own and bring in their own business, however that shows up.
And money gets things done. Money is, like, just get that, right? Like, if you can get that, and, like, I want all your listeners, I want, like, everybody in listening now, everybody in the future, you know, like, all of that, like, to get, you know, and to have all of their power, like, to have all that potency that's possible to have, right? Like, don't shy away from, like, money and your power and potency.
Hello?
Embrace it. Harness it. Wasn't it?
Okay, sorry about that. I'm not sure what happened there, but keep going.
You know,
that was
so
a shout out for the money.
Okay. So, you know, you just, you know, like if anybody can get, like, so then the energy of that, like having all of your power and potency, you know, so when I talk about having the money, having your power, having your potency, I like to, you know, go into, like, today is the day, right? Like, I call this concept then go time, right? Like, really being ready. Because it's about taking action right now, right? So you can tap into the space that we're at right now, being willing to be too much, being willing to be all of the power and potency. And I gave only one example. Money is one example. There's so many other tools that, you know, have we invited them into our life? Are we being them? Right? So
yes.
Money is one of them because we're talking about this. I'm really talking about how business can invite you to be more of you with the power and the potency, right, that you can be. And, you know, if today is the day to invite that power and potency into your world, it's go time. And this is, like I said, step five in my book, but like go time really for me is just that invitation. Today's the day. It's not wait till tomorrow. If you have an idea, it's not wait till next week. It's not like, well, let me work these numbers through and maybe I can, you know, next 6 months. No, today's the day, right? Like
today is the day.
Yeah. And like, what if you already have everything you require? Why wait?
Why wait? That's right. Why wait? Well, on that note, we may have to wait to the next show to actually hear more because the next time I have you on, because I would love to have you back. Would you be willing to come back, Becky?
I would love to.
So that is awesome. Well, thank you for being on. And I'm going to move on with the show to the question of the week. So I'm so grateful. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. Oh, my God.
Yes. To be continued.
Yes.
So now the question of the week really speaks to what Becky and I were just talking about and the dialogue and the energy that you are all contributing to. And the question is, what business would you like to generate, create, and launch from a space of conscious choice and possibility? Again, what business would you like to generate, create, and launch from a space of conscious? Be with that question this week. And again, it's not about getting an answer. It's just about noticing what shows up for you, what you become aware of, and what that's like for you. So now, next week's episode will be a repeat show where I will welcome back the guest, Deborah Smith, to the show. And feel free to join Deborah and I on next week's show where we will speak to choice and continue the conversation on living consciously. So I'm so excited for you to hear that show again. And so that show will be re-airing next Monday, January 21st at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So what would it be like this week to be with that question, what business would you like to generate, create, and launch from a space of conscious ability? Anything that won't allow you to know that, be that, and perceive that, let's clear that now. Deep breath in and release it all on the exhale. Wow, thank you. So I'd like to go ahead now and close the show by thanking my guest, Becky Vance, for joining us today. Thank you so much for joining us. And as well as thanking each of you, the listeners, for your amazing energy and all your contributions. I really could not do it without you, so thank you. I would also like to acknowledge how grateful I am to be your host. And I so look forward to continuing to be part of your journey. So now, go forth this week and know I have your back. Know that being you and the difference that you be is the difference this world requires and desires. So again, and go forth and be, perceive, know, and receive it all, my friends. And I look forward to talking to you again next time. Okay, take care for now.